Welcome to Life Study of the Bible with Witness Lee, a program provided by Living Stream Ministry and featuring the ministry of Watchman Nee and Witness Lee. Witness Lee, a servant of the Lord for over 7 decades on 5 continents, culminated his ministry with a 21-year, book-by-book exposition of the entire Bible, which he called a life study. And we're delighted to bring you short portions of this spoken ministry on today's broadcast. Now, let's join today's life study.
The end time and the events that lead up to it. Mankind is fascinated with these thoughts, even to the point of creating movies and other diversions on this topic. Well, today on Life Study of the Bible, we are again going to give another heavenly movie of the very real events that are about to come upon those who dwell on this earth. And here with me to help, I would say, narrate this picture somewhat is Ron Kangas. Ron, welcome back to the program.
It's good to be back, and it's good to study the book of Revelation from this particular angle. It's very informative and enlightening.
Today, Ron, we want to get right to Witness Lee's first portion. Then we're going to talk in some detail after his break. What he's going to do today is to use the chart and to go through it. The chart is included in the back of the recovery version of the Bible that we have been offering to our listeners, and many of whom have purchased and received. The chart is entitled The Chart of the 70 Weeks and the Coming of Christ with the Rapture of the Saints. And of course, the reference there to the 70 weeks is the 70 weeks of Daniel, which we saw earlier in our life study, very much connected to the book of Revelation and to understanding these events related to the end time. So with that, let me recommend the chart to you. We still have them available if you would like to call us at the end of the program. We'll give you that information. But right now, let's join Witness Lee as he discusses this chart of the end time events.
The chart, Shushio, firstly, the first four seals. The first four seals are the history from the ascension of Christ to the end of this age. I do believe it will be just about 2,000 years. Of course, we are still at the tail, the end of this age. Probably we are very, very close to the fifth seal. The fifth seal will be close to the end of this age, and the content of the fifth seal is that the martyrs throughout the 2,000 years, so many believers of Christ for his testimony all have been martyred. Now, close to the end of the age, they cry to the Lord, Lord, when you will come in to intervene the humankind rebellion and avenge us. This will be the fifth seal. Right away, the sixth seal comes as an answer to the fifth seal. And the sixth seal as an answer to the fifth seal will be what? The supernatural calamity God uses to warn daughters of this earth and to bring in the first four trumpets to damage the earth, the sea, the rivers, the springs of waters, and the sun, the moon, the stars, and so forth. The earth and above the earth, all the things will be fully damaged. Then you have the fifth trumpet, which will be the first woe to torment, to damage human bodies directly. That will be terrible. Then you have the sixth trumpet, which will be the second woe. That is more terrible. Then, following this, you will have the seventh trumpet. Look at this. The seventh trumpet is all-inclusive. To where? To eternity. Okay. Now, under the seventh trumpet, you have all the things. Could you see? Firstly, the seven bowls. Then you have the war at Armageddon. And after that, Christ will come down to earth with his overcomers as his army to fight Antichrist at Armageddon. After that, Satan will be bound. Then the millennial kingdom. After the millennial kingdom, the last rebellion of mankind, and Satan will be thrown into the lake of fire. Then the great throne's judgment over the dead. And after that, the old earth and old heaven will pass away. Then the new one will come in. The new heaven, new earth will come in to replace the old with the new Jerusalem for eternity. Amen. This is, I say again, the sketch. Is this clear?
Well, Ron, that's about a 3-minute sketch, as he termed it, of a lot of events. Maybe you'd help narrate this sketch for us a little bit.
We really urge upon the listeners to acquire a copy of the chart. What we have first is a long period of time from Christ's ascension until the end of this age, minus the last 3.5 years of the Great Tribulation. And that covers the spreading of the gospel with war, famine, and death accompanying it. Then, near the end of this time covered by the first 4 seals, the martyrs cry out in prayer. That's the 5th seal. And then there's an immediate response with the 6th seal, this tremendous earthquake as the initiation of supernatural calamities and a warning to those who dwell on the earth. And that is a kind of an announcement that the last 3.5 years, the Great Tribulation, it's about to begin. Then so many details in the book of Revelation are concerned with the last 3.5 years. The 7th seal is open, and that seal will cover so many things but extend into eternity. And as the content of the 7th seal, you have the 7 trumpets, and you have the first 4 with supernatural calamities, you have the 5th, which includes the first woe, you have the 6th that includes the 2nd woe. Then you have the 7th trumpet, which has its content in part on the negative side, the 7 bowls of judgment. On the positive side, it as part of the 7th seal extends into eternity through the millennium, the final judgment on the dead unbelievers, the casting of Satan into the lake of fire, the new heaven and the new earth, and the new Jerusalem. So this is quite a marvelous sketch in a visual way through this chart that helps us to picture the span of events and gives us a proper appreciation of the very intense concentration of prophetic events included in Revelation in the last 3.5 years. And then in relation to these events, the chart points out the various raptures, how before the Great Tribulation, let's just for time speak in general of the overcomers. Then at the end of the Great Tribulation, the chart shows the majority of the saints as the harvest are taken. Then you have 2 other categories that we don't need to go into now. It's extremely helpful to have this presentation, this pictorial presentation of Revelation. It not only gives us a framework to understand the prophecies in the details, but also shows us how the raptures that we discussed in a previous program figure into the prophetic chronology unveiled in Revelation, and we believe accurately interpreted in these messages and accurately summarized in the sketch afforded by the chart.
Ron, a great deal of detail is presented in this chart, and of course we've touched it from time to time in the broadcast, realizing a difficult thing to do in a medium such as radio. That's why we're so strongly recommending this visual graphic aid that is available to help take all of these events when you read them in Revelation and so many things running through the mind, trying to get a grip on what's happening. This has sequenced them. They're organized by color and time with references and all of the major events identified. So we'll just leave it at that. A very strong recommendation. Contact us for this chart. We want to break now and get away from the detail for a few minutes. A little glimpse into a personal aside that Witness Lee gave as he was speaking in this life study of Revelation in 1976. We've referred to this once before in a broadcast. We want to pick it up again today and get some of your reaction. Here's Witness Lee talking about his time with Watchman Nee in Shanghai in 1933.
When I was young, we were there in Shanghai getting the help from Brother Nee. We asked him to give us a thorough study. He did once years ago. That was before 1927-26. He was very young. Since 1933, we asked him to give us an improved, thorough study. He said, all of you must read Revelation again and again and again and again until you can tell me every chapter. That means nearly you can recite the whole book. Otherwise, he said, I would not give you a study. By that time, I thought he was a little too much, and I didn't say it. But gradually, after the years, I surely have found out. If you are going to understand this book, you need to get yourself fully acquainted with all the points, the details of this book. I am not boasting. I can give you a full picture of this book, including nearly every point, within 5 to 10 minutes. Right away, I can tell you. Chapter 1, chapter 2, chapter 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, chapter 21 and chapter 22. You see, you have to do this. Then you will understand. You must get yourself fully acquainted with all the chapters. Now, this chart with this sketch surely will help you. So do your best, and I mean it.
Well, Ron, at this point, he gets back into the details of the chart. But as I mentioned before, instead of getting into the details right now, I'd like to ask you to share something very special with our listeners. I know that you worked very closely with Witness Lee for more than 20 years to produce the nearly 2,000 printed messages of the life study of the whole Bible. Sometimes here on our program, your passion for this ministry comes out, and I wonder if maybe you'd share your personal feelings once again about the depth of this study when you hear Witness Lee talk about such a time as 1933 in Shanghai with Brother Nee, particularly in the light of the fact that there are so many light and even fanciful studies of Revelation that are popularized today. This one really stands out, doesn't it?
It does stand out. I can't think offhand of any Bible school or any informal Bible study that would have this kind of prerequisite for enrolling in a course on the Book of Revelation that Watchman Nee gave to the co-workers under his shepherding there in Shanghai. And he meant it, that they had to be thoroughly conversant in detail with every chapter of the Book of Revelation as a condition for participating in Brother Nee's study. This indicates to me a couple of things. One, it indicates how focused we are on the Scriptures and how we must know what the Scriptures contain in detail before we can even commence a study. Everything must be governed by what is actually in the Bible, in this case, in the Book of Revelation. Another thing this indicates to me is the earnestness and the seriousness of such a study, that it's not a matter, we would like to know the prophecy in Revelation, would you spend some time to teach us this? No, this is a serious matter. If you mean business, you need to prepare yourself, to qualify yourself, so that you have the tools to even begin such a study. This ministry is deep, it's accurate, it's comprehensive, and ultimately it's experiential. It's in no way light, the farthest thing from today's pop eschatology and preachers glibly quoting verses to advance a particular position. Actually, our brothers did not come to the Word with any bias. They just came to the Word, they came to the Lord, then began to weigh various schools of thought, which were thoroughly studied by Brother Nee, in the light of what is actually in the Scriptures. So Brother Lee was in his early 30s when he participated in this study. He was about 70 when he presented the life study of Revelation. Nearly 40 years more of learning, study, development, experience before he began this life study. This is a study conducted in our brother's maturity. And when he said, not as a boast, that he can just go through all the details of the chapters, he actually did that. I saw him do that for an elderly person, and it was effortless. But I'd like our listeners to be impressed with the fact that in a very real sense, what we present in these broadcasts and what we present in our literature is somewhat demanding. It's solid food. It's not for those content with husks. It's not for those who say, oh, this is too deep, or this is too hard, masking, I would say, honestly, their laziness. There's a very real sense in this ministry is not that popular, especially in the United States, where believers are so conditioned to have elementary, superficial, sugar-coated teachings about nearly everything, especially about prophecy. And it's rare to hear messages that are thoroughly faithful to the details of the Word, that relate prophecy to the central vision of the divine economy, and that do not cheat the listeners by sugar-coating things to make them acceptable. This ministry on Revelation is, in a proper sense, demanding not only of us, but to all who hear and all who want to study. And we make no apology for it. That's who we are. We don't care to add to the ranks of superficial biblical exposition. And we are directing this ministry primarily in its radio form to hungry, thirsty, serious, earnest seekers of the Lord, those who, like Brother Lee, will read and reread and reread Revelation again and again in order to be admitted to a study of this book. Surely there must be at least some who have not bowed their knee to the Baal of superficial teaching and are preserved as a remnant to seek the holy truth and the whole truth in God's holy word, whatever that truth may be and whatever it may require in the way of dropping preconceived or traditional notions. This is who we are. This is what we teach. This is what we stand for. We don't say this as a challenge, but we say this frankly as a word of testimony. I thank the Lord for our heritage. I thank the Lord for Brother Nee and Brother Lee, and now we're here to continue in the light of God's Word, this ministry of the life study of the Bible.
Well, Brother Ron, we had planned a third section today, but the time has eclipsed, and I would like to exercise some judgment here, hopefully some wisdom, and not cut heavily what we have presented today. I think it's important to leave it as you spoke it and as we heard from our brother himself. I do want to just add a very brief word confirming yours, somewhat anecdotally, confirming your word about this ministry and the depth of it. Recently had a time to spend a whole day with one of our broadcasters that presents this program on a very, very quality radio station in a large metropolitan area. And he told me quite frankly that before he made the decision to air the program, he was cautioned by a minister of some renown that nothing dangerous about this ministry, but his caution was, I don't think it may work for your radio listeners. It's so deep. So he said he determined he wanted to take a chance to see if there was a hunger among his audience for something that did go deeper, that was not simply a replica of the many other things that are available. And so he took a chance and put this program on the air. And the response in his place, in his city, to the broadcast has been overwhelming. Literally hundreds and hundreds have responded in a very short time, expressing a deep, deep appreciation. I wish we had time to get into the letters, the email, the phone calls that we have received and that they have received as a response. There is a heart for the solid, nourishing food in the light of a ministry that is not superficially put together, but one that has a depth of heritage that we treasure, and we consider it a rare and significant privilege to be able to bring to our listeners.
Now it's my time to say amen, Chris.
Thank you, Brother Ron, and we'll see you again very soon, I hope.
We hope in the Lord.
For Ron Kangas today, I'm Chris Wilde. Thank you for listening.